After nearly 50 years, a bar that's become an institution in Roxbury closes on Sunday, and its devoted patrons say it can't be replaced. Reporter Ian Koss takes us now to what's often described as Boston's Black Cheers.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Sunny Walkers. I just want to welcome you for one of the final Friday night shows, and I'm very, very pleased that we have one of Boston's best crooners.
When Andrea Walker and her brother Jerry took over this bar from their father, they renamed it in his honor, Sunny Walkers. And when they decided to close the bar down, they wanted to honor his legacy with a party, or really 2 weeks of parties.
On Sunday, we have at 2 p.m., we're having a big party here, day party, 2 o'clock.
It's their way of thanking the community that has made this place a Roxbury institution.
We've been here 38 years, and it's time. I just want to say that this is a decision that my brother and my family, we have made because we wanted to make this and do other things with our lives. Not because we have to, not because we're forced out, nothing like that at all. Everybody gets to retire. So that's what we've decided to do. Thank you, Greg. So, without further ado...
With that, Walker passes off the mic to local soul singer Leon Beale. Like a lot of people here tonight, Beale grew up in the neighborhood, and as long as he can remember, there was a bar on this spot.
Sunny Walkers is one of the last of a dying breed, and unfortunately, we're going to suffer now that it's leaving, but I understand she has to live her life, you know what I'm saying?
All the local neighborhood bars are closing. I mean,
Jillian Van Delft is a regular at Sunny Walkers.
And sometimes you just want to hang out after work and have a couple of drinks, but I feel like this is one of the last ones around, especially in the black community. This is about it. I don't know what's left after this.
The Walker siblings can't help but think about that question. They've already sold their liquor license, not to another establishment in Roxbury, but to a chain restaurant that's opening up a new location in the Back Bay. Andrea Walker says she knows that leaves a void here.
Because we're the last bastion, and a lot of the other licenses have been sold as mine has, you can't replace them because of the market value of the license doesn't financially allow people to come in and recoup the money. And that was part of my dilemma for closing, too.
I always like to call it one of Roxbury's best-kept secrets. It wasn't that it was a secret, but it was just ours.
Lem Taylor used to tend bar at Sunny Walker's. Now he's just one of the customers. But he says Andrea Walker told him to keep his keys.
When she's late opening up, my favorite line, I call her up and I said, what time's this joint opening? She's like, you got keys? Open it up. You know, how many places would do that?
It seems like every person who wanders by is an old friend.
Hey, Jenny.
What's about?
How are you?
60,
good to see you. How's Adrian doing?
And inevitably, the conversation turns to Sunny Walker's and what this place means.
This is our joint, like you said, man. You know what I'm saying? And
Taylor's talking with another regular, Greg Simpson, who's trying to imagine what it will be like when the bar shuts down.
Man, I don't know, man. I really don't hang out nowhere else, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm 54 years old, and I don't go to clubs no more, so this is like my little rest haven, man, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know what I'm going to do, man. I'll figure it out as I go along.
Both men are silent for a moment as conversations continue around us.
They will never be replaced. It may be something else here, but they'll never replace it.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Ian Koss.